All right, so I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to be shifting to my own website more and more because they will censor me again. And I'm not going to do any videos. I'm going to do audio because I hate when they delete a video that I put time in that I don't have the audio back up. It's just the way it is. It's sad, but you know, I could go to Instagram or somebody else, you know, but even then they'll shut you down. And if it doesn't cost anything, that's fine. Whatever it's their site, you know, I don't care. You know, if they're going to censor the truth, I start my own website and speak the truth, you know. It's okay. That's what capitalism's about. It costs a little bit of money to maintain a website. And also, there's some more podcasts out there. There's some podcasts out there that I'll probably use that are free. Spreaker. I filled up Spreaker. I could download all my Spreaker stuff and just free up space, but I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with Spreaker yet. Long story short, I had a conversation with an Uber rider who is a lawyer and who is getting ready. He said he just started his podcast, and I told him about Spreaker, and I told him about some other ones. And you know, I told him about this. He asked if I had been censored. I said, yeah, I was censored. 10,000 subscribers, and if you hit 10,000, they don't want you to go past 10,000. It's all connected, people. They just shut you down. They promise you something, but then what they do is, what they're really doing, it's a devil system, right? The god of this world system right now is the devil. And I looked that up last night in Ephesians, and Ephesians, if you go to the Greek, the Cosmocrators, Cosmos, Krator, the Lord's, governors, the spiritual wickedness in high places. And so the Greek word is Cosmocrator. And so these unseen rulers in this fallen system can influence people like crazy. And so if you read Ephesians 6, you realize that the devil's going to send fiery darts. If you do a deep study on Ephesians 6, you're going to find out that you have the power, and the Greek word is something like dunamis or something like that, like dynamite, dynamis, dunamis or something in Greek. And so you have the power in Christ to cast down all those fiery darts by faith. And that power that you have, they don't want you to know that you have it, because it's already finished. Now you've got to put on the implements. You got to put on the helmet of salvation. You know, you got to, in other words, the word helmet goes back to cover. You're covered by the blood, right? Salvation is not only a one-time justification, but it's also a sanctification process and a glorification. So you're going through a process of being transformed day by day. So it's a new salvation every day. It's a covering. Your salvation means saved, right? So the devil's going to attack you the whole way to glorification. But you put on truth. You put on peace. You put on righteousness. You put on faith. You put all these implements on, and you have the power. If you step into the dark side, you lose your power, because God is going to scourge every son he receives. So if you step over into the dark side, it's not that you lost your power, but you've yoked up with the enemy, and God has to scourge you to pull you back out. See, this is a this is a purging in a sort, where God is purging Babylon out of you. He's pulling you out of Babylon. He's pulling you out of Babylon. And so the elect saints, the word elect is E-L-E-C-T. So E-L goes back to God, right? So E-C-T is electric convulse treatment, shock treatment. E-C-T is like you go get some shock treatment. So you're so tied into Babylon, you love Babylon so much, you love the world, the flesh, and prior life before you get saved, you don't even know it. And then you run to Jesus because you see your sin, you get saved, so he has to put you through shock treatment. It's a process to birth you into the new state, you know? Day by day, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But do you think you're doing it? No. The Holy Spirit in you is doing it. God is birthing in the new creature. And that birthing process is I think I know which podcast I'm going to join. YouTube is just going to be just there for to draw people in, because I really can't talk about certain things on YouTube because they'll shut you down. And like I say, it's their website. I don't care. I don't want to be a part of them anyway. The only reason I'm a part of them is where everybody goes. I don't even know if I just only talk Bible, but how do you talk Bible without talking about present day events? Because the Bible applies today, and everything that's going on, the censorship, the medical tyranny, the education tyranny, it's all tyranny, because the god of this world is a devil, and everything in front of you is a lie. The only thing that's not a lie is you look out at the tree and the grass and the river. It's like they don't want you out in the middle of nowhere surviving on your own. They want you stuck in a 15-minute city, which I live in a 15-minute city. I don't have a problem with it, but I know that if I wanted to leave, they're gonna make it hard. I don't care about the 15-minute city, because I can go in my backyard and get some filter media. You can use cotton, you can use activated charcoal, you can use rocks and sand and all that, and filter media, and clean your own water. You can clean your own water if you want to go to that extreme, which I don't have a problem with somebody wanting to go to extremes, as long as they don't try to push the extreme on somebody else. But when I speak in the extreme. When I say this whole system's run by the devil, that sounds like an extreme, but it's the truth. You don't have to believe it, but it tells you in Ephesians chapter 6, you're actually in the realm, you're in, look, the 10 toes, or what? That's the Roman Empire, the revived Roman Empire. But it also points to a fact that they're trying to do the machine man. So how can the 10 toes be the machine man? And also, be the Roman Empire, because the AI flesh mind is the AI machine man. They're trying to mix the clay and the machine. let me explain this to you really clearly, because I don't think a lot of people get it. The AI machine man is a product or a derivative from the AI flesh mind of the human. So the devil, the AI devil, why did the AI devil show up on the scene? Because when man fell, he fell into darkness. And there has to be a king over that kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. Just like there's a king over the kingdom of light. Just like there's a prince over the light, there's a prince over darkness. And so Lucifer had to appear on the scene because the people get the leadership they deserve. So if you want to live in darkness and confusion and sin and ignorance, that's the leadership you're going to have. The narcissistic system. So let me say it again. The reason the devil even exists is because man fell down into sin, and he needs a king to rule over him while he's in that dark place. The devil's the kingdom of darkness. He was a murderer from the beginning. He's a liar. And so God knew that man would fall. So this all was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He knew that man would believe the lies of the devil because he wants to believe the lie. If you want to believe the lie, let's say some Jezebel walks up to me and she says, you know she's not, but I guess she's just too pretty to resist. So you walk up, you say, oh, she says, I'm saved. And you know she's not saved. I'll be a good wife. No, she ain't gonna be a good wife. I'll be a help meet suitable. And you know it's all lies, but because you wanted to believe the lie, you step into it, you marry her, and you end up having trouble. A man's enemy is over his own household, the Bible says. So you stepped into something you shouldn't have stepped into. So mankind wants to believe the lie of the devil. The unsaved man, the unsaved woman. They want the lie. They want to believe the lie. This is how these narcissists and these psychopaths get in control. They know that a person doesn't want the fact that this is a fallen place. Okay, look, they give you a fake reality, right? They give you a fake reality. You're born into a fake reality. The whole system is fake. The corporate system, it's all fake. They're all connected. It's all just a culture lie. It's a cult. Culture is your cult. So the cult that you're born into is all fake. But you want to believe that American dream. You want to believe that somebody cares about you. Somebody's going to take care of you. You know, stuff like that. You want to believe that. But it's just not real. You want to believe when you're a kid your parents are going to live forever. They're not. They're not going to live forever. When your grandparents die, that's a big eye-opener. And then when your parents die, that's an eye-opener. And you realize you're going to die. Now, why are you going to die? Because your body's going back to the grave. Why is the body going back to the grave? Because it's just a temporary vessel. It's a ship. And Paul says, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So your body, and you're born in a system of lies. So you're, not only is your body the AI flesh, robotic, I mean, you need some of the AI responses of your body. It needs to be, to function. You need the cycles. The cycle, if you think about a computer, it has a clock and it just runs on cycles. The daemon programs in the back of the computer, they're called daemon programs for a reason. It's your old AI flesh mind that's running your body. And that's why when you fast, you break the program and your body don't know what to think about that. You take back control. Back to what I'm saying, it's all connected. Everything's connected. And so mankind wanted to believe the lie of the devil, and he wanted a king, just like Israel wanted a king. And he says, you don't need a king, you got me, and I'll give you judges in the land and prophets. But they wanted a king, and they ended up having trouble because they got a king. But the real king is King Jesus, prophet, priest, and king. So there has to be a kingdom of darkness. There has to be a king over the kingdom of darkness, and there has to be a king over the kingdom of light. And those who choose the darkness and believe the lie, they go into more strong delusions. God actually sends people strong delusions because they reject Jesus, who is the king of light. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the king of the light, of the truth. The devil is the king of lies and murder and death and delusion and everything under the sun that's just in the dark. And so this is why they want to shut out and shut down and censor those who speak truth, those who reveal the whole system is a lie. They've got to shut you down any way they can. But God will sustain you, and he will make an outlet, different kinds of outlet. It might not be YouTube, but he'll make a way, because people will stand up and want the truth, you know, and they'll support that. So why would there be censorship in the USA? Why would there be censorship? Because people don't want the truth. They want the dark. Why do they want the dark? Because they make money off of it. They vampire off other people. What is a vampire? A vampire is a dark creature. The dark triad. The vampires. The narcissist, psychopath, sociopath. The dark triad. The what do they call the drama people? The people who have bipolar. The dark triad. It's called dark triad for a reason, because it's dark. The addicts, the drunks, the people who don't want to do anything but sit around and just get high all day long. And I can understand in a system that we're in how that could, it could push you that way. But you got to find something to live for. You don't live for this place. You function out here. Why? Why do I keep doing what I'm doing? Because I'm speaking the truth on some platform, even if I had to create my own platform. So I created my own three platforms. And I get more hits on those platforms than I do YouTube. Speaking the truth in a system of lies is what keeps me going. Otherwise, it's all vanity. Helping people get birthed out of Babylon is what keeps me going. Helping people to break free from the snare of the devil. And yes, I know they're going to have a struggle. I know they're going to have some shock treatment. And I know they're going to have some pain and tears. But if they get saved, the Holy Spirit will be a comfort to them. No matter where they're at, if they're by themselves, in a family that's lost, there's a lot of people who know the truth surrounded by family members who are lost. If you think the 501(c)(3) is not a part of it, then I'm sorry. I hate to talk about the 501(c)(3), but it's the truth. The 501(c)(3) is a division of the body of Christ. Pray about it, think about it, meditate on it, and see what I'm talking about. See if I'm not telling the truth. Try the Spirit. See if I'm not telling the truth. The code reveals it. When you yoke up with the government as a believer, they censor you from speaking certain things, right? Why would the government censor a preacher or a pastor from speaking about political stuff? The people, I thought the people run the country. I thought the people voted. It's all a facade, people. It's all a facade. You really think your vote has anything to do with it? The only way you're going to help a nation is get the truth out there, the absolute truth, not partial truth, but the whole truth. And so if you know that God yanked you out of Babylon, that he's left you here for a reason, you're left behind. He could have took you on out, but he left you here for a reason. Why? To help pluck other people out of Babylon. And God will sustain you. It doesn't matter if YouTube shuts you down. It doesn't matter if whoever shuts you down. God will make a way to get the truth out, one way or the other. Because that's what this whole place is about, birthing people out of darkness into light. Birthing people out of the devil's snare into freedom. A slave to Jesus is real freedom. A slave to the devil is death and darkness and nothing but slavery. And the more I keep talking, the more I talk, the more I really just don't really care about YouTube anymore. I know people would rather me upload to YouTube, but I promise you, I can't speak freely on YouTube. They censor me. They delete videos. I promise you, YouTube is not of the kingdom of light. It's of the kingdom of darkness. I promise you. It's all an indoctrination to keep you. It's kind of like sedation. YouTube is a sedation. If you're just sedated with all the noise on YouTube, you won't see what you're really in. It's you're being sedated. It's like walking around and you've got a IV in your arm, and it's sedating you all day long. All day long, you're being sedated with all the noise and all the bells and the whistles and the merry-go-rounds and the news and the drama and the wars and the UFOs and it's all sedating you to think that you're getting somewhere and you're not going anywhere. It's a distraction. The only way you're going to escape it is run to Jesus 100% and ask him and say, Lord, what is happening? What is going on? And he will pull you out of their fake reality. YouTube is a fake reality. 99% of the channels on YouTube are fake reality, and they're distraction, and they're agents. Whether they know they're agents or not, they're agents of Satan. I promise you. Yeah, there's some good things you can learn, some skills on there, you know. But I've come to the conclusion that they're sedating the population. If you scroll through Instagram, at least you got people on there telling the truth. Now, at the bottom of their little Instagram post, they'll say, let's say somebody talks about the recent shot that everybody's supposed to get. If they talk about that, there's a little thing down at the bottom. I wouldn't be surprised if YouTube bought out Instagram. I don't even know who owns Instagram, but I wouldn't be surprised if Google bought them out. But in underneath the post that they post, they might talk about something that YouTube would censor, but even on Instagram, they put this thing saying this is misinformation. So they're using AI already to censor all these big platforms, and they want to pull you to these big platforms because that's where everybody's at. But you have to remember, who is everybody? They're dead. They have no, and they're not even alive. They're walking around, they're dead in trespasses and sin. So the reason that these places have so many people, because that tells you what you're surrounded by, a bunch of unsaved dead people, uncircumcised. They hate the truth. They love death. They love darkness. These people are dead. That's why it's so popular, of the foolishness that's on there. The foolishness that's on there is so popular. Somebody's, they'll do a video about somebody just stupid stuff. People don't want the truth. People spend more time watching videos about somebody throwing a ball, getting up on a building and throwing some kind of football or basketball through a hoop 100 feet away. It's like, okay, why is that so popular when somebody's speaking the truth is not popular? It don't make sense. The only thing that makes sense is they're in darkness. They think that, oh, they're cool. They can get on a building and throw a basketball 100 feet into a net. And you don't even realize how many times they tried to do it before they had a video just repeating it until it happened, you know. And then they say, oh, first time, first try. It's all lies. You've been lied to. They magnify the natural. They magnify the flesh. They magnify the world. They magnify the pride of life. They magnify everything that the Bible says is not to magnify. And the sad part is, they're tricking you. And the reason they're able to trick you is because it's a military. They've studied you. It's a Jesuit Freemason military psychological warfare on you. It's MK Ultra Mind Control. And so the more you tie to their system, the more that you forget that you have the power. You forget about Ephesians 6. You have the power to cast down the fiery darts by faith. So when the devil sends 3 or 4 darts your way, you go to Jesus and say, Lord, I've been hit with 4 different things all at once. What's going on? And then you quench those darts by faith. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. Everything's by faith. Let me go ahead and end this. I just want to say that the reason that the clay and the iron, not only is it, it's a multidimensional observation, where the clay and the iron go back to they're trying to make a machine man tie into the clay vessel, but it's also at the same time it's saying that the AI flesh mind. They're trying to tie in the AI flesh mind with the spirit mind. And they're trying to tie the AI flesh mind and get rid of the human's ability to be saved. And that's why they have to, people who start to, who reject the mark of the beast, the people who reject the mark of the beast get their heads cut off and all. I didn't explain that last part too well. Let me try to explain. Let me see if I can explain this. Everything that you look at or say has multidimensional applications. And so when you see the iron and the clay, not only do you see the Roman Empire, in that, trying to mix in with the elect. In other words, you see the Roman Empire trying to mix in with the elect Jews, the elect believers, the elect saints. You see the, I'm out in the middle of nowhere and somebody just beeped at me. I don't even know who it was. They beeped like they knew me. You see the Roman Empire trying to mix, they're trying to, the ecumenical movement, put it that way. But not only is it an ecumenical movement, but it's also a physical movement where they're trying to get the machine tied into your physical body. It's all connected. It's multidimensional. Because you have multi-dimensions. You have 1D, 2D, 3D, 5D, 7D, 9D, 11D, whatever. It's multi-dimensional. And so when the Bible says something, it's a multi-dimensional process. Because the multi-dimensions are real, are there, because it all starts from God, and it all derives from God and comes down to every dimension. And so you see it, whatever dimension you're looking at, the same truth at every dimension. And so it can have a physical application, a mental, a psychological, a esoteric, a 3D, a 5D, a 4D, a 9D. It applies across the board. This is why I know that if somebody comes into your world who's always wearing red shoes, you need to get away from them. Talk to them. They're going to have a rebellious spirit. They're going to be trouble. And I'm not saying they're not nice people or whatever, but they have something in them that just ain't right. That they're running from some kind of conviction or some kind of, they're just not thinking right. Because the red has to be above the blue. Because the red is the grace, blue is law. And if somebody's wearing red shoes, they're upside down in something, doctrine or something. And if they're upside down in their doctrine, they're upside down in their behavior. It's just the way it is. This is the kind of stuff that'll make some people mad. But that's all right. It's okay. It's okay. If it makes you mad, look at your heart. If I tell you that by wearing red shoes, the 5D is expressing itself in 3D, that something ain't right. Something ain't right in your heart. And all you have to do is look at yourself in the mirror and say, what is not right? And see if it doesn't. You already know. Sad part is they know. Those who are in the kingdom of darkness, they already know it's not right, but they keep doing it anyway. They love the darkness. If you love the darkness in one area, you probably love it in multiple areas. You can't just love the darkness in one place and it not affect other places. I'm talking about psychological, spiritual, mental, emotional, and stuff like that. And it goes back to identity wars. The devil, because he is the kingdom of darkness, he wants to steal your identity and put your identity as a clone of him. And he doesn't care how he does it. That's where MK Ultra mind control comes from, the flesh mind. And so back to what I'm saying, that the devil is the AI flesh mind. And the reason the human creates the AI machine, the robot or whatever you want to call it, is because he's just making a copy of himself. And the devil is an AI program. That's why the computers have daemons running in the background. Because it's just a demon program. And if you think about it, what are the angels? They're ministers. They're ministers of those who will attain salvation. So the devil and a third of the angels fell. So the devil and his minions, they don't want to just be ministers to the human. They want to rise above the human. And the Bible makes it clear. One day you're going to judge angels. Right now you're a little bit lower, but eventually you're going to judge angels. So you're going to be above the angels in stature, in knowledge, in wisdom, and everything. And so that's why the devil's mad. Because he looks at the human and says, the human's a sinner. The human's evil. The human stinks, just like Agent Smith in The Matrix. His skin stinks, his underarms stink, his breath stinks, his feet stink. The human stinks. So the angels, the fallen angels, want to usurp God, they think, which they believe a lie. See, if it's a kingdom of darkness, then all the people in that kingdom, even the angels, are believing lies. So the devil's lied to the third of the angels. And so all these people in this kingdom believe the lie, love the lie, and they get a kick out of the lie, and they get a kick out of mocking you and get you to believe a lie. They enjoy that. That explains why the narcissist loves the lie, and they have the duper's delight. The devil has a duper's delight. The fallen angels have duper's delight. The narcissist has duper's delight. Psychopath, they love fooling you. They get duper's delight out of it because they're of the darkness. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's all tied together, people. It's a fractal. At every dimension, every level, the human realm, the angelic realm, the psychological realm, the mental realm, every realm that you can think of is the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light. Why do they get a kick out of duper's delight? Because it's the kingdom of darkness. They chose that. They love the lie. They love duping people because they sold their soul to the devil's kingdom. Anyway, that's the deal, people. I don't know if I explained it well enough, but I tried. And so how do you overcome it in yourself? Because it's within yourself too. You die daily. You die to the old Adam and you live in the new Adam. That's how you overcome. Day by day, moment by moment.